Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the Mobile 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update Special Report from the floor of Denver Comic-Con. Smurf here, along with my special guests from Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Special's right, man.
They have the parking space to prove it.
And the hang tag.
And they're low-jacked, just so the sheriff's department knows where they are at all times.
Wow.
See, just like
that went dark fast.
I went real dark real fast.
Gentlemen, for the home listeners, identify yourselves.
I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
And they are Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Yes, sir. Two-thirds of it. John is downstairs dressed as Hellboy. It is
Upstairs,
downstairs.
Dude, this is all the same fucking thing, man.
It is.
I don't know if you can cuss on this podcast.
You can cuss on the podcast.
Nobody tells me anything.
No one.
He has actual responsibilities.
Now Black Widow's walking in here. I might die at any moment. Been taken into a back room. Might get raped.
She pulled a gun out.
She pulled her gun.
God damn it.
You're not supposed to have your back to the door.
Yes.
Never.
That's why I'm moving.
That is live. If you want to pull it close. If you want to get in on this.
That's what she said.
No, screw you guys.
Oh, wow.
Accurate. Right. Super accurate.
And, of course, the other part of Weekend Geek Update is Rebecca, who has now joined us. She was busy fanboying with people, right?
Or were they fanboying with you?
People were fanboying over you?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Nice. Can't imagine why. Attractive lady in a Black Widow costume.
Yeah, no doubt. It's like, what?
I wonder how many times she gets stopped on the con floor.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Well, it's even worse. So we're doing just walking, trying to carry stuff out yesterday.
So I'm laden down with, like, bags and boxes and, like, all this stuff.
Just trying to do work,
very
right.
Clearly busy, and people keep trying to stop us and take our picture. It's like, I can't put this stuff down.
I would have taken the picture of you holding bags and been like Black Widow at the grocery store.
A Pampers run.
Yeah. Gotta get you would not believe the diapers Hulk's baby needs.
Oh my god.
So we are going to collectively call this When Worlds Collide because we will be making an appearance on Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Yeah.
And we plan to do this periodically just
hopefully.
To keep up with the crew. Who knows when you guys will put – when was your last podcast put up?
Last week.
Okay.
Last week. And then right. We're getting one
And it
out
was funny.
Next
I listened
week.
To it. I was like, I said that shit.
Yes. I got conned into doing another editing another. I'm not even on the podcast. I got conned into editing what was supposed to be a 1 hour show, and it turned into a 4 hour show. And
weekly.
I couldn't do anything else.
A four hour show. As the 11/22/63 event was happening on Hulu, they were releasing weekly fucking 4 hour long episodes.
Insane. Holy crap!
And so poor Juan here.
Like,
sorry, Juan.
And new baby.
Yeah, and new baby.
But, you know, I wouldn't have guessed. You look really slim.
I look like I just had a baby.
No, but what Juan is wearing, and I have to admit, wearing the Tom Baker Doctor Who outfit is pretty good. Someone just asked me the other day if I was going to cosplay Doctor who would it be? And I was just like, Tenet, most likely, but
because you already have everything you need.
I know. I don't even
That's
have to go.
Yeah,
no, I don't even have to shop.
I didn't either. So that's my Halloween costume.
So you come as Tom Baker. I like it. It's perfect. So what have you guys thought of the con so far? I mean, you guys aren't strangers to the realm of conventions.
No.
And
this is. I think this is my fourth year in a row now.
Yeah, I think the only one I've missed is the first one.
Oh, okay. So what do you think in comparison to then and now?
I'm liking the space. I like that they opened up a lot of the space. The con floor seems less, like, cramped than it was last year because they switched, like, kind of the food court and the celebrity signings
and
stuff
like
that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It was a good move. Man,
it feels emptier because of that, and I don't know if that's really the case.
It already is.
Say that,
dude. It's already like packed in there. Like, there, I was already having that like weird social anxiety where like, shit, people I don't know are touching me. Like,
and his pants were down.
And his pants are, well, I mean, his pants are always down.
He's Dude, that's how I roll.
He's the one that I can imagine sitting at the podcast without pants.
No, that's John. Let's be real. John stays at home when we're recording because, like, we live in three cities. He lives in Parker. I live in Eaton.
You live in Greeley.
I live in Greeley. He lives in Eaton. So that's like an hour and a half.
Know where you live.
Dude, I smoke a lot of weed. Get off my nuts.
Like, no wonder you're low-jacked by the sheriff.
I know where I live. but like, when John calls in, John gets to call in his pajamas.
Yeah.
I got to actually dress because Juan comes over to my house or I go to his house.
I don't know if John dresses.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think I wouldn't.
Up until he's like, all right,
I got to go to work.
I got to go open up the comic shop. Yeah. Okay, guys.
And he never talks.
Although he does look impressive as Hellboy.
Dude, Hellboy cosplay is
always great.
Rad.
Where's your cosplay?
This is my cosplay. I'm an aging punk rocker. I also don't have to shop for my clothes. Most of it's come out of fucking thrift shops and garbage cans.
Affordable cosplay.
No, this shirt costs money. I bought this shirt for real because I'm wearing my Bill Gaines Was Right shirt from the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund.
Right.
Because I'm doing the pre-code horror panel. Like, and I actually paid money for this shirt. Like,
it wasn't a gift.
It was like $15 or something like that. That's a lot of money for me.
When I take my clothes to be donated in that big bin,
he lets me go through them first.
Forget Clothes for Humanity. I got him right here next to me.
I was like, this is keeping Gabe off the streets.
Poor Gabe. Gabe is like one coffee cup away from being homeless.
Oh, yeah, for real. I've seriously considered just like sitting outside for like an hour or two, seeing how much change I can get. Buy a soda.
You could buy a Lincoln of those. I've watched people. First of all, if a homeless person has white socks, bullshit, they got a house. Secondly, I've seen them like walk to their car, which is parked down the street. I've seen them get into a Lexus.
Oh, yeah,
I saw
a
freaking Escalade. I'm like, what the hell?
They did a thing in the paper where a lot of those panhandlers get like $40,000 a year.
Tax-free.
Yeah,
it's a genius move. Like, I mean, if you're not homeless and you're doing panhandling for a living, like, it's a genius move. If you're homeless because you have like an addiction problem and you're panhandling to like get your next fix, that's a totally different thing.
Well, yeah, I mean,
like,
you got the guys that are parked along Spear.
Yeah.
That, you know, God bless them. I hope they find their way. But you've got other people that are abusing the system.
Dude, if you're on 16th, like in a, you know, in like an old school patched up vest and a sign that says need weed and you're sparing for change, like, you're also going to go to your mom's house and sleep in the basement later that day and just smoke the weed that you bought with the spare change. Like, that's how that works.
Shut up. I used to be like that. I had a sign, work for comic books.
I used to be like
she
that.
She donated
for
to
my,
you.
She did. I mean, she picked me up. She gave me a home. It's great.
She took you in. She's like, it'll be okay.
Here's some breakfast.
It's how to be a person.
As soon as we get them all fixed up, we'll let them into the world.
She gave me emotions. It sucks.
I feel like you're like an animal rescue.
I call him my project. So that's not terribly.
It's got to be exactly how my wife refers to me behind my back. She's
like, I thought your wife was going to flip a table on me yesterday when I was screwing with her.
Oh, my wife will fuck shit up. Like, she's not afraid.
So everyone knows his wife is pregnant. And of course.
Oh, no. That's John's
wife. Oh, that's John's wife. Yeah. Oh.
No, that's not my wife.
So John's wife, I get a little lippy with because she's sitting back there and she's just mowing down carrots.
For the record, John's wife will also fuck shit up.
So she said something to me and offhandedly, and of course I came back like, well, I don't have the privilege of sitting back and just munching down on carrots, and just steam just came out of her. John's all like, she is pregnant. Well, I forgot she was pregnant, and then I'm like, oh, she's like, shit. So my bad. I'm a man, and sometimes I'm stupid.
Only sometimes?
Only sometimes.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah, sometimes. And so, yeah, so she's in help, because we got Misty a little bit earlier when I was like, oh, on the con floor.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
So, yes, emotions suck. Thank you.
He did get a little sad.
I did. Dude,
he had a little tear on the cheek.
Drop coming.
I choked up yesterday, too. Like, I got.
He was talking about you. That's why he got a little misty.
Well, that does it every time.
Does it every time. Just wrecks me. So, would you guys consider yourself comic book aficionados? Because you and I were sitting there kind of tearing it up, making fun of you, actually.
Oh, I'm all right with that.
I would say of the three guys on the podcast, John is the biggest, like, hardcore comic book guy. I'm a giant comic book aficionado, but I have a very specific set of like likes, interests, and knowledge. Like, I'm definitely not a superhero guy. Right. So when people are like, oh, you remember that run of Amazing Spider-Man that somebody in such and such did? I'm like, fuck, no, I don't remember that.
Shut up.
Gee, that sounds like someone I know.
I'm like, you remember when, you know, Tales from the Crypt was amazing before the Comics Code happened? You know, that's me.
That's not nice. Because, okay, Rebecca's shooting me looks because she knows I'm that guy.
No, and that's...
As soon as you said Amazing Spider-Man, I was like, you!
So my thing is, I love that. I respect that. And I have a huge soft spot in my heart for, like, the whole superhero thing, because that's what introduced me to comic books. It's just that as I got older, my interests are, like, more in horror, more in, like, suspense stuff. I like weird things more than, you know, I like barbarians and monsters more than I like Spider-Man and Batman.
Dude, like the old Conan stuff?
I have the full Marvel run of Conan,
see,
man.
That's brilliant
it's
stuff
awesome.
Back then.
It's awesome. I love that shit.
Yes.
I read it all the time.
Now, does that mean now you're leaning more towards, like, the Image and Valiant stuff? Or where are you at right now?
I would say probably of my pull, I've got, like, 6 Marvel and DC titles total between the two, like tops. And it's like Batman, you know, it's all
some
dumb stuff, like weird stuff, Weird World, you know, all sorts of crazy crap. I really like the Marvel premiere Weird World, and so I picked up the new title, and I was like, I like the art, all right. It's kind of fun, but I'd say like 3/4 of my poll, though,
is on his own line.
Is Image, Dark Horse.
What does Dark Horse even have anymore?
Star Wars is gone. I read Baltimore. I love Baltimore.
Goon's on the way out, too, isn't
yeah.
it?
I mean, really, I think the only big Dark Horse title I still have is Baltimore. I read some of the other, like, random stuff that
Hellboy's
they put out.
On the way out. Like, even. When Richard, BPRD is about to end. Jesus, well, Dark Horse closed up the doors.
Well, I know when they did Richard Corbin's Poe stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huge fan of that. Mm-hmm. Have that all in single issue. Actually giving a hardback of that away at the panel we're doing today. Like, I mean, just cool stuff like that.
That was very... I did like the art and the story in that series.
Richard Corbin. Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. The guy's been around forever. He does amazing shit. But I would say the other two, like, companies that I read, I've been reading Z2 stuff because Carver came out. And I love that because it calls back to like the Cordo Maltese books, because mm-hmm. I like a lot of weird, like, French and Italian comics and stuff like that. And then I also picked up
me like your French women, Jack.
I also really like the stuff that Aftershock is coming out with.
Really?
Oh, dude, American Monster's really cool. Strayer's really cool. Insects. I love Insects.
I don't
man.
Like bugs.
So. Insects is cool because it's like a sexy lady book and a monster book and like a social commentary book all at once. Like, it's really, really cool because it, like, deals with, like, you know,
Hillary Clinton before, like, she puts on makeup.
Hey-o.
No, don't give me that look.
She's a lizard person. That's totally different. If you ask Alex Jones, she's a lizard person. That's okay. Different.
So man. It's like V.
It is a little bit like V, but it takes place in the Victorian era and deals a lot with, like how people responded to sexuality a lot in, like, that kind of gaslight era. And it's a really cool book.
He likes naughty books, but
I do really like naughty books.
Hey, me too.
See, who doesn't? I'm just saying, like, everybody awesome. Enjoys boobs.
Yep. Save the boobies. I'm a firm supporter.
Tetes.
Anyone need support? I'm there.
I'll hold them up.
You know what? I wanted to do a door-to-door inspection service just to help perpetuate
saving the boobies. That's going to get you on a list that prevents you from being within 50 feet of a school.
I do end up on a couple lists if I did follow through with that business plan.
So you'll still be able to buy an AR-15, though. It's no big deal.
Ah, you know.
Here we go.
Wow, okay.
Going down that
road. No, so, I just have to get the one jab in, and then we're good.
Just the one shot. So now, what is your kick? I mean, besides dressing up as one of the best doctors of all time.
So I read comic books a lot. I'm just the new guy to it. I read pretty much everything that John suggests that I read. I love Witches. I love...
Witches is great. Snyder's on a tear.
Harrow County. That's on Dark Horse, amazing. Too. Don't even like start. Don't disparage. I'll jump over this table. That book is so perfect.
He's going to say something.
I'm not going to say anything.
That's right.
I love superhero. I love team-ups, JLA, Justice League, all of that.
How did you feel about JLA 50?
No, know if I've gotten there yet. I'm
oh, you're a little behind.
Yeah, we pick up. I pick up my pool from John
like every 6 weeks.
Time a month.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you might not have it because it just came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
3 weeks ago.
He probably has it in his pool, but he probably hasn't grabbed it yet.
Okay.
But
I'll have to talk to you. You have to let me know.
Everything that's going on with Darkseid and all of that stuff has been brilliant.
The Darkseid War.
I love it. But I'm the new guy to the comic books. I come to the table typically with a lot more entertainment news. Who's going to be in that movie? What's coming out? Trailers? Blah blah blah. So.
Wow.
I actually turned to Juan, I feel like John is more like Juan's tastemaker for comics, and Juan is like my tastemaker for like movies and stuff.
What does he taste like?
Oh, delicious, delicious brown chocolate. True.
Brown spicy chocolate.
It's like. A little bit of cayenne, a little bit of chocolate. Yum, yum, baby.
It's funny because it's true.
I haven't had a crack at that ass.
Oh,
hey.
Yikes.
What?
I'd let him.
I'm fine. It's all right. So, with...
you broke him. Good job.
Oh, my God.
Mission accomplished.
Just don't want to laugh into the mic.
We've got to be the worst... people you know so
no.
far.
No.
Him and Crozier, oh my God.
Daniel Crozier and I will go.
The second they get together, it's like.
Just it's like dick jokes already. Immediately, yeah.
Daniel's got me in a rest bathroom somewhere in a turnpike.
Nice.
Yeah, or a truck stop.
Well, truck stops. I mean, truck that's where you happens. Get a lot, Lizard. I'm just saying.
It's just.
We should do a podcast there.
Not a chance.
Nope. I do not want to get beat up by a bunch of truckers. That's. An awful experience.
I'm not letting
for
someone
are
take
you picking
a,
her up?
Take a tire iron to my ass. Not what I really want to have happen.
You got a pretty mouth, boy.
Pretty mouth. So something, and this is where we were talking while you were in line for John Romita Jr., which is hilarious because they're already at each other's throats up at the booth.
Oh my God, dude, they're getting ready to kill each other. John Romita Jr. is not there.
Yeah,
it's just the people behind the booth.
JJ's not even there.
Yeah.
When and if the bubble pops, what do you think is going to happen? Because this is an interesting conversation you and I were having.
So I feel like because comic books have become so wrapped up within pop culture that there's enough of a market that's going to still exist for comic books wrapped up in the movies and the TV shows and stuff that I think it might soften the bubble a little bit compared to the 90s. Because in the 90s, there was no TV shows, there were no movies, there was nothing that like a Marvel or a DC could fall back on. But like now, there's a little bit of the, we can make a movie adaptation and sell that, and people will still buy it.
You think so?
Well, and I think you've got 6 years worth of movies to go still-ish. That you're still bringing in new people to the hobby, no
but the the speculation market is getting out of control again by like a long shot.
How many different variant covers came out this week alone?
I don't even pretend to think about that because the only time I ever buy a variant cover is if I just happen to be like, that looks cool, and if it's
or
got
if
a
it's by somebody we like,
or yeah, if it's like by someone specifically that I like, but if there's a markup on it, I'm not touching that. Like fuck that, man. I'm not paying extra for something that's the exact same thing inside. With a different piece of paper on the outside.
But it's pretty and it's the best thing ever.
You were at the booth where there were people waiting for the variant, the DC Rebirth.
Yeah, so DC Rebirth variant. They also Turner Batman Superman.
The gallery edition.
Yeah.
And stuff like that I really dig. Like I like what IDW is doing with like those gallery editions where they're like collecting like original pages with the notes and stuff. Because I really dig like comic book history. Like I love like you know, exploring that, reading books about the history on top of just reading comic books. So seeing like those gallery pages and like the notes that an editor made for changes and stuff like that is cool to me. Like,
okay.
But again, like I was telling you, I'm not going to wait in line to buy a book that's already at a markup when I'm just going to look for it on Amazon in like 6 months when the excitement's gone and buy it for less than cover price, you know?
Creates a bit of a issue, but the bubble's going to pop.
It is. Absolutely. I'm hoping personally that, I mean, and I think Juan's kind of on the same page, that the rest of the media enterprises that all of these companies have. I mean, even like Image with like their TV shows, like Outkast and Walking Dead.
Now, okay, so let me ask you, what do you think about like Outkast? Because you're the entertainment guru, and I'm sure you're on it just because of your love for Kirkman.
Fucking forever behind on everything, but
always,
dude.
Did you watch this?
No, I got four fucking kids, man. I can't just sit down and watch Outkast.
Watch it with them.
Oh man, my 5 year old would be like, "Dad, why? Why is that little boy biting that person's finger off?"
He watches other shows, binge watches them, and I was like, "You realize that our whole show is predicated on you knowing kind of some of this." Kind
stuff. Dude, I have plenty of shit to talk about. I dare you to find an episode where I don't talk more than fucking everybody else.
That's true.
Except for the episodes that I pop up.
Oh, you do talk. You are a chatty Cathy. It's pretty awesome. Yuck.
Oh, yeah. You don't even have to pull the string. You just shake me. It's like, hey, look at that. Word vomits everywhere.
You shake me. I can't vouch for what's going to happen.
Becca's just smiling and waving.
I hate these guys.
You guys kill me, you geeks. So.
Nerds.
So, how is Outkast? Obviously, you haven't watched it.
I've watched.
I actually watched the first 20 minutes of it before I had to turn it off.
Why?
Because my daughter came home from daycare.
Oh, okay.
So
my son loves all that stuff. He's 3 years old, almost four. He's like, is that a zombie? Yes, sir. Is he eating that guy's face?
A serial killer.
Yes. So the difference is that
no, he has feelings.
Is that Hannah? Just not for small animals.
Screw you! I'm not Dexter.
The difference is my daughter has walked into Walking Dead and stuff like that when we're watching it, and she doesn't like it. It scares her, so I turn it off for her.
But your son is eating it up like
he loves it.
Captain Crunch.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
My oldest. I grew up with her.
There was five of us, so I never got. And my parents were Hispanic, and nobody cared about that stuff. Like my parents were not the ones to be like, "You need to get out of the room. We're watching something," you know. And there were five of us. I watched everything that everybody watched. I was never censored to anything. So
do you think with the absence of Saturday morning cartoons, it's affecting the youth of today, kids?
You think?
In a weird way. I think they don't. I was talking with my kids about this, about it, as opposed to Saturday cartoons.
Right.
It used to be that there were like seven channels,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so there were these cultural touchstones that developed because everybody sat down and watched something. Like when it was on, even the kids that weren't allowed to watch shit like that, they snuck into the living room and watched it after their parents went to bed. And then, I mean, I was like in fourth or fifth grade. We all went to school the next day and we talked about it. And we were all friends and we all shared this weird commonality of being terrified by fucking Tim Curry in a clown suit. You know, I mean, which is
Pennywise
legit.
Was
dude,
legit.
Is it horrifying? Fucking Uh-oh. Horrifying.
Rebecca's going to a safe place.
Let me out of here. But kids don't have that anymore. They fall into their own like geekdom. You know, they fall into like my son is really into anime right now. My daughter is really into like certain anime and like horror movies. She has one friend that's really into horror movies, and this kid's into the Kardashians, and this kid's into that, and this kid's into that.
Oh, no kid should be watching. That is what should be on parental.
Yeah, that is definitely a get out of the room, goddammit. I only watch this to spank. Like,
are you using that for spank bank material?
No, man. Those people are terrifying to me. But there's no commonality, though. Like, there's no, like, they're not sitting down and watching the same show at the same time on the same day and then going back to school on Monday and talking about it. They're all watching different shit, trying to encourage their friends to watch different shit. I think the only thing that's even really close to that anymore is the Netflix shows. When like a Netflix show drops, everybody stops, sits down and binge watches like the whole fucking season of it, and then they talk about it for like two weeks.
I think Netflix and Hulu are the progenitors to not having one common thing to sit down to.
But they're trying to bring that back.
I think they're on to something because I mean I was pissed. Brilliant. I was happy and pissed all at the same time because Voltron was released by Netflix.
I can't wait to watch it.
I watched it and I didn't realize there were so few episodes then till after I watched it because there's like six episodes
and that's like the worst. You're
done.
Like, son of a bitch!
Come on, give. give me more.
And I gotta wait a year for this.
Yeah. I've been talking about this on the podcast and everything. I mean, same with like Orange is the New Black, House of Cards. I mean, yeah. And Daredevil. When I got done, I was just like, oh, it's like a vacuum.
It's like those show hole commercials. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those? Why even have a TV?
Yeah, at the end of Daredevil, I forgot it was didn't know it was not just ongoing. I was like, oh shit, I only got two more episodes of this. I totally forgot.
And you almost like e-break it. You're like,
I actually did that with Daredevil. Like I waited, I watched all of it except for like the last two episodes. And then I waited 3 months almost to watch those last two episodes so that there would be less of a wait between the end and the next one. It was like, I don't want to wait a year.
So now with going with the shows, we'll get to movies in a sec. Marvel versus DC, because you've got the Marvel shows that are starting to come on pretty hot and heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You got Punisher now coming.
I can't wait.
You got Daredevil. You got Jessica Jones, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then, of course, you've got the train wreck of whatever DC decides to try and throw out there.
Oh, God. And the TV shows?
No fucking bias whatsoever there.
Actually, Flash is my favorite DC show.
Flash is
amazing show.
It is.
Flash is like one of those like perfect storms of like a great character, great cast, and like super family friendly too. Like I sit down with my family and watch The Flash every week. Like I love that show.
I love that show. Arrow pissed me off because it's just Batman.
And Arrow.
And then the show that is Batman is 90210.
Oh, see, I love Gotham.
I love Gotham.
The only thing that saved it this was the second half this year with the villains and Paul Reubens as Penguin's dad.
That was like the best.
He did an amazing job.
I like the take on it. And there's almost every episode there's that moment where I'm like, oh, I knew who the character is, and I have like a little fanboy moment.
Well, Supergirl, you know? I knew it was Martian Manhunter. Yeah. I immediately knew. Okay, yeah, it's Martian Manhunter.
See, in that I haven't watched any of it.
It was really vanilla.
I don't have regular cable. I mean, like kind of Juan was talking about. All I have is Hulu and Netflix.
Okay.
So CBS doesn't have a deal with Hulu. I don't watch CBS shows.
Oh, it's going to the CW now.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to watch it.
You're like, yeah.
I wouldn't say even that level of excitement.
So it's like she's hot at least.
I mean, it's here or there. Like, I mean, it's good, I guess. You know what my real problem with Supergirl is?
What's that?
Fucking Calista Flockhart's in it, and I hate her. Like, my mom made me watch every episode of Ally McBeal, and every time I see Calista Flockhart, I'm like,
think of the dancing baby.
Shut up.
The best line out of that is they had her come in. She's sitting down at her desk, and she says, "Will you please tell Harrison Ford to stop messaging me? I'm not interested, and I think he has a wife." I mean,
that's pretty hilarious.
There are some subtle jokes in there that I'm like, okay, I give it a pass. And then when I saw Supergirl, what's her name, naked in Homeland, I was like, okay, I'm kind of in.
I watch Supergirl.
I'm going to watch Supergirl. She's kind of hot.
With the lights on.
What? No, the lights are on. Now, with... I'm not even going to let him go. With the movies, and there's so many of them, what's the top five Marvel movies that are like a must-watch?
We're going to get weird different answers, I think.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
There's not that many out there, though.
You're more than you think about it.
All right, I'm gonna say my top five Marvel movies that you must watch.
Okay.
You have to watch Blade.
I agree.
Okay. You have to watch Ant-Man.
The precursor to
fucking loved Ant-Man.
Really? What did you love about Ant-Man?
It was hilarious. Like
Paul Rudd did pull it off.
It just made me laugh and... Like, I saw a meme the day after Civil War came out that was like, I just want a sequel to Civil War this guy, the Mexican dude that's Paul Rudd's friend, retelling the whole story of Civil War. I want to watch that. I would totally watch that movie.
Just have him sitting in the bar with Deadpool.
Exactly.
And just regaling. So, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. I would say... I would also say Guardians of the Galaxy
is
in my top five.
Yeah.
Same reason. Like, it's just... pure entertainment. It's so funny.
Good damn freaking story. Like,
it's got Howard the Duck in it.
Now you ruined it.
I know I did. I messed up the movie for him. I would say,
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
Brilliant.
It's probably my favorite.
I mean, it's a great espionage movie with superheroes.
Right. It's probably my favorite of the Captain America movies for sure. And this is, everybody's going to hate this answer, but I absolutely loved Ang Lee's Hulk.
Ang Lee's Hulk like over the other one?
Yeah. I really, really dug it. I dug it like more as like a film than like a Marvel movie, but
the panels changing screens and the crossfades drove me freaking nuts. At first it was cool, but it just kept going and I was just
Enjoyed it. There was something about it that
and Stan Lee walking.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd rather watch Lou Ferrigno wrestle a bear too.
I can't stand him.
I don't know.
Too much CG for me.
I just really dug it. That was just me. I feel like on a film level, it works really well because there's...
You just like the temper tantrum with the tank.
I do like the temper tantrum with the tank. I feel like it's more about Hulk and his internal struggle than an external struggle. And that's something I really appreciated.
So. Okay.
Weird answer. Sorry.
No, I don't know. It's not weird.
Five.
What?
I don't have a top
Shut
five.
Shut up. His there's top, at least... There's
his
at least
top five is phase one. Just
No way. I loved Blade. Blade is great. An amazing movie.
I mean, it really... For what it was, if Ghost Rider had even been half of what Blade was, we probably would see more Ghost Rider.
I was about even okay that? With the third one.
How about...
Third one was actually
How about Norman Reedus talking about doing a Ghost Rider movie? I would watch that forever. Like just
he's doing that movie, that show where he's touring around on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. I like shows
it's
like
on
that.
Right now. It's hilarious. And I never really knew Norman Reedus to be a funny guy.
Oh, dude, did you not watch Boondock Saints? He's fucking hilarious in that movie.
Yeah, but you don't know if that's him or the writing.
That's not the writing. Have you ever seen that movie with Troy Duffy?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that guy's
and Boondock Saints too.
That guy's not fucking funny. Like
Kevin Conley just freaking cracks me up.
Kevin Conley's awesome. Also a guy I would like to hang out with.
I would love to hang out with him just to see him get all angry Scotsman on somebody.
Get shit-faced with him and see what happens.
You over there, come here and suck me dick.
You look like the kind of her I like.
I'm going to tear it up. All right, so you can't name five. It's just phase one.
I'm a very easy to please. I don't have a lot of... we got a review just recently that... specifically like mentioned, you know, he was the John's the old guy who should have got out a long time ago. He's always angry at something and I can't find something not good, so I like everything. Wow.
I am the angry one.
If anyone's flipping a table,
it was a 5-star review still.
Yeah, we don't care what you say, just give us the 5 stars. These guys suck ass. 5 stars.
5 stars. I love them though. And you know, I want to ask you guys because I can't ask anyone else. So if someone follows you on Twitter, and you follow them back, and then they unfollow you, do you unfollow them right away?
Yeah. He's in charge of Twitter.
Okay.
So.
I'm just making
sure. I'll go through my Twitter and be like, who are these people? Unfollow. Unfollow.
Then they dump me. What the hell? Okay. Just making sure.
Right. I don't do that on Instagram though. Like.
You just want to see the dirty pictures.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can see some of that on Twitter.
You'd be amazed how much time I spend looking at buttons and patches on Instagram, strangely. There's like a whole community of people that do like really amazing like embroidered patches and like these enamel buttons.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time doing that.
Interesting.
I'm just saying. He's sorry.
Weird. It's fine.
Smoke a lot of dope. I'm just saying.
And there you go. Comic books and weed should go hand in hand.
Hey, they've gone hand in hand since like the 60s, man.
And if we own have been up a convenience store just down the street from you, you're in heaven.
Look at me, little man. Put that cash in my hand.
Is there any movie that you're looking forward to coming up or comic series?
Doctor Strange.
Really?
Big time.
Actually, I kind of agree with
I'm
Dr. Strange.
I'm super stoked to see Dr. Strange, like one of my favorite comic book characters. So,
I wouldn't go favorite. I like the current storyline right now. Dr. Strange from the 90s sucked.
Oh, don't even start with me. Like, I love
the
Midnight
Suns bullshit.
Come on. Dude, that Midnight Sun stuff is the stuff that got me into comic books. Like the first,
well, we were talking about Hearts of Darkness. I
can tell you right now, the first comic book I ever bought with my own money was Ghost Rider 28, because I saw that Rise of the Midnight Suns, mm-hmm. 1 of 6. I was like, number one, ooh! And then I went and bought them all. And then somebody's like, well, you took it out of the poly bag, so it's going to be totally worthless. So I went and bought another one. Like, and I was that kid. Worthless. Yeah, it's still totally worthless. They're still fucking dollar books, but. Like, I that's what got me into comic books, was that Rise of the Midnight Sun stuff.
All right.
So.
I can't, I can't argue. I did read it. I did like it. I don't like what they did to Strange at the end of that. But.
Oh, not really either. Yeah. I mean, it was dumb, but I have a lot of the old Strange too. Like a lot of the
70s stuff. I kind of
the 70s stuff is cool. Like in the art on it was kind of like this intentionally like psychedelic crazy stuff, and I loved that. But I love all those characters that tie into like Satana and Son of Satan. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I love all that stuff.
Yeah, I have a Zatanna bust, actually, because of that storyline with like, her in the 70s.
I mean, that's my jam. Anything that has, like, monsters and supernatural and devil and stuff.
The new series of Doctor Strange is great.
The Death of Magic? Yeah. I really dug the last days of magic, too, which were, like, the little snippets of the other magicians.
It was
like,
what was going
world,
on with
like,
them.
Like, mm-hmm. And what was going on with them.
The movie looks great.
The movie looks great, yeah.
Cumberbatch is really stepping up for this. Yeah. I mean, he's even walking around New York going in the comic book shops dressed as Doctor Strange.
And, like, buying comic books.
And he's buying comic
and
books.
And reading them. Like,
I mean,
people read books still.
Well, yeah.
Makes me so
that's
happy.
A whole different podcast on its own. Digital versus physical.
Well, I just mean, like, reading.
Yes.
Like,
actually reading. But, see, I'm wondering if he paid attention to what Ryan Reynolds did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I, because I'm
creating
starting
all that buzz around Deadpool, oh, yeah, by cater, like literally fucking pandering to comic book fans, like
kissing their ass. But it was so
while
well
talking about colon cancer.
The testicular inspection that came with the freaking Blu-ray.
It was the best. My wife showed it to my 12-year-old boy. And she's all, I'm not telling you to feel your balls, but you should probably do this once a month just to check. And he just was so fucking embarrassed. It was the best thing ever.
Mom?
That's so gross, Mom. She's like, I'm just saying, I don't want you to get ball cancer. Like,
Deadpool can talk about it, but not you. Oh my God! So I honestly think Cumberbatch paid very close attention to what Ryan Reynolds did. Because face it, that thing soared.
Comic book series. I'm waiting for Bitch Planet to come back. That's probably the thing I'm most excited to see come back.
I don't know. It's kind of it's just angry witches. Woman.
I love that stuff.
It was okay. I was hoping for higher stuff, and then witches. Yeah, Snyder's just no brainer. That thing is a amazing series.
Awesome. I'm also really enjoying.
I did miss Capullo's art, though. I really did. But witches, the art wasn't bad, but.
I don't see.
That's where we differ
a little bit. I like Jock's art, but I don't like that weird splatter overlay that he's been doing.
Yeah.
It takes me out of it a little bit.
I love it.
But the story is rad.
To me,
the story
it goes
is
with
creepy and
with
weird.
The story.
It fits
it goes,
the story.
It's very dark and it feels very horror-y.
It's just
to
too
me.
Much.
But see, okay, but you can go crossover and like do Nailbiter, which right. is, you know, a little bit cleaner and it just has gripping. As the story, but right. I don't think it. Witches doesn't need to be.
I feel
that,
like it's too much. It's just like a little bit of overkill. If it was like on splash pages and stuff like that, I think I'd dig it better. But it's because it's like overlaid on every single page. It's just like sometimes it makes it hard to see what's going on, and sometimes it's like a weird. Just it takes my eye away because well, I mean. The ADDs and whatnot.
Yeah,
like,
I'm my all, medication.
What are these dots
in?
Doing on my comic book? Oh yeah. smoke more.
Alrighty, guys, we're about to wrap up. We need to get back onto the convention floor.
Sure. Yes, we're gonna go take pictures of Stan Lee.
Are you okay? Are you excited about? Because I mean, he is a legend. This is it.
Yeah.
For Stan, what are you gonna try and talk to him if he's awake?
I'm good.
He did kind of look sleepy in some of the pictures
I
saw.
I'm going to see if he'll do an ad bump for us. I'm going to try to sneak past his handlers and see if he'll do it.
If you get tased, I'm not going to lie, I will laugh my ass off at you.
If I get tased after I regain consciousness, I'm going to jump up and be like, worth it!
Winning!
Oh, I hurt so bad.
As you get tased in the nuts. Is he the one that is this the is this your Everest? Is this the best attraction for this year?
No.
What is?
He's just he's winding down his career, you know. We might as well. I want him there. I don't think I have I don't for personally because I'm new. I don't know that I have in Everest. I don't know that I know enough about it, a lot of stuff yet, to be like, I have to get that.
Gotcha.
But Stan, but he's who doesn't know Stan Lee? Even, you know, whether it's movies or comics,
even
or,
citizens.
Yeah.
You know?
Even yes. Yeah. Even the even the Muggles.
Yeah.
They know Stan Lee.
The two people I made beelines for this year were Yannick Paquette and Kerry Nord.
How is Yannick?
He is the genuinely most pleasant human being I've talked to.
I have not talked to him.
He is so nice. Like, and he was totally down talking to me about Swamp Thing and just being super cool. And I mean, Kerry Nord talked to me for like 5 minutes about Conan. It was awesome.
Well, Conan is pretty badass.
Dude, Conan's the best. He's my favorite.
Nice. All right, gentlemen. The home players want to follow you, what do they need to do?
Well, there's the easiest way is to go to our website, www.totlb.com, and you can find basically our blog page that has links to all of our social media. But if you're Facebook specific, facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox or Instagram and Twitter @outsidelongbox. So
fantastic. Gentlemen, thanks for sitting in with us. And in the end, we're all stories, so make it a good one.